They said, "Oh yeah, you've got to go to Wairu military camp because the film unit was set up to report on what the troops were doing overseas during the war. You've got to go to Wairu military camp, and a Welsh regiment are coming up there for R&R and exercises, and we want you to make a film about that. Your cameraman will be David Dry." And I go, "David Dry." But he knew what he was doing. But of course, I'm 20 years old. So, but we, yeah, so we came back with a load of footage, and there was helicopters, and they were talking, and there was lighting, and came back with a load of footage. They said, "Right, edit it and write it." Okay. Then you go to a production screening where everybody's there and they say, "Well, yeah, all right." Or they say, "It's too long." Or they say, "Well, it's good." And I can't remember what I called it. But you have to do everything. You have to edit it. If there's music, select the music, put that on, write the commentary, get the commentary recorded, lay out the tracks, put the Chinagraphs on for what dissolves and bits and pieces you need. Think of the title. And then it goes into what was known as pictorial parade, which was a sort of a 10-minute or 20-minute short before the main feature in the theatres, and it would trundle around New Zealand. You'd have to do that once a month. So there was quite a lot of us going at it quite hard.